January, teacher Cameron Cross slapped high fives with her third graders, let them gather together on a rug, and sometimes bounce on classroom yoga balls.
I used to have my students sitting in groups because I really prefer group work. That way students are able to interact with one another. Of course, we didn't have these face masks. Students were able to...
Last week, Cross wore a face mask, black with the flower print, as she stood in her Chapelwood Elementary classroom, days before school starts, when fewer students than last year, all wearing masks, will be back for in-person teaching.
Yep, I have less seats, as the desks are spaced out a lot more. All my flexible seating has been moved out because we were not able to have any shared surfaces or anything like that. And then, of course, I'm going to be putting down arrows and things like that for my students to know, like, which directions and things to walk and where to line up.
Students will now have assigned seats. And during the day, students will stick together. This type of grouping is called cohort or pod. It's one way schools can contact trace if someone tests positive for COVID-19. The groups will eat together at lunch and have predetermined areas to play at recess.
Even our paraprofessionals and our special education teachers, they will be pretty much assigned to specific classes.
Cross says she'll need to communicate louder in class and more often virtually to keep the attention of students and families.
I'm going to try to be more high energy than I normally am to get them just excited about learning. I'm going to be communicating with parents much more, I feel like, because with them not being able to come in this year and, you know, get a feel for the room and things like that, I'm going to do my best to communicate with them even more than I would have in previous years.
But you know what? I just keep smiling and go, okay, what do we do next?
So my name is Terry Alexander Matthews, and I am the principal here at Chapelwood Elementary. Our student population is pretty diverse. We have probably a third of our Latinx, Hispanic students, African-American, and white students.
Matthews will welcome around 700 students in grades pre-K to 6 to the building.
The key word here has been pivot. So every time I get a new bit of information, I say, okay, back to the drawing board, what are we going to do? For me, the priority has been making sure that my staff feels safe and supported, and that we are letting kids into a building when we start school where they are safe, that we're addressing the social-emotional needs that they may have being away for so long, and then just making sure that we are following the CDC guidelines and what our district has expected of us.
That includes making sure each classroom has an abundant supply of hand sanitizer and wipes.
We're in the process of putting dots on the carpeted areas so that they know how far apart they should be. Looking at how many students we're going to allow into the restroom at a time, and same thing in the cafeteria.
Plastic dividers will separate students when they're at tables and from some teachers and staff when they're at their desks. Matthew said, despite this antiseptic atmosphere, she wants the school to still feel warm.
When our students arrive on that first day, they may not be able to see that smile with we're wearing our mask, but hopefully through our eyes.
Teacher Cross is aware of the COVID cases reported in other school districts and the ongoing political fights about reopening schools. But she's not focusing on that.
Yes, of course I'm a little bit anxious because this is totally new, but more than anything, I'm just excited to be back in the classroom with my students. We're going to learn as we go. We're going to be as safe as we can.
Wayne Township Schools will open for in-person and online classes Wednesday. For WFYI, I'm Eric Weddle.